Hello, and welcome to a new episode of Things That Go Bump in the Night. This is JC Bratton coming to you from San Jose, California. It's our first episode of 2022. Okay, haunted alarm clocks. Now, what in the world am I talking about here? Well, turns out that I had an alarm clock that was very, very faint. It was just so hard to hear it. It was really, really cute. Don't get me wrong. Very, very cute, small, just like easy to kind of blend in with the decor and so forth. But it just wasn't loud enough. I was just like sleeping through it. And I have early morning meetings and I'm like, no, this isn't going to work for me. So I went online to look for an alarm clock that was a lot louder, like purposely seeing like, you know, a loud alarm clock, right? And turns out I found one that had two alarm settings and also had a section where you can go ahead and wirelessly charge your phone. So I thought, okay, great. This is going to be a good thing to have. So I went ahead and got it. And yeah, it was definitely much louder. But the problem is that it had those two alarm settings. So you just had to know, you know, which alarm you're going to push, alarm one or alarm two. And then turning it off was kind of a pain trying to figure out between alarm one and alarm two. So after a while, I was like, eh, this isn't going to work for me. So I went ahead and just decided to use my iPhone to wake me up. So you could say probably for a period of 6 months, I wasn't even using this alarm. I was only using it as a clock and also to charge my iPhone. So been just fine like that. No alarm setting at all. Now, keep in mind, there's been a few times where I've had to power cycle it. So any setting that I had originally should be gone. It was just say like default midnight for alarm one, default midnight for alarm two. And so I had it like that, right? Then all of a sudden, about a month ago, out of the blue at like 4 o'clock in the morning, the alarm goes off. That the clock that I haven't even touched for like 6 months, the alarm just goes off at random. So that was very, very strange. So I was thinking, well, maybe I hit a button or something. But if you think about it, that shouldn't have effect. I mean, that should not go off at 4 o'clock in the morning. If I accidentally pushed a button, it probably should have gone off at midnight, right? Because I power cycled before. No, it went out like 4 o'clock in the morning. That was very, very weird. Now, keep in mind, this does not have an extra battery. So, because you know, sometimes you'll have a battery backup and it'll remember your settings. No, this did not have a battery backup. This was simply like plug into the wall and so forth. So that was really weird. Then a couple weeks ago, same thing, but this time at 3:15 a.m. and it was alarm number one. 3:15 a.m. went off, and I didn't even touch it. I mean, I did not set this at all. I did not touch anything, and just went off at random. It was so strange. And I double checked and I looked at alarm two. Alarm two said midnight because it knew that it was reset. Alarm one for some reason got set to 3:15 in the morning. I don't know why. That was the scariest, strangest thing with regards to my alarm clock. So needless to say, it's unplugged from the wall and I'm not using it. I will probably just throw the thing away. But so I thought, hey, you know what? I wonder if anybody else has had some weird experience with their alarm clocks, right? So I looked online and there was a really great story posted on Medium by a person named Daisy Dixon. This was posted on January 15th, 2019. It's called My Haunted Alarm Clock. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of read through it. I'm going to paraphrase it a little and go through it, but it's a really interesting story. So when Daisy was around 6 years old, she got the Cinderella alarm clock for her birthday. And this was like really great for her because she felt like a big girl who would be waking up on her own with her alarm clock. It was a Disney princess theme, you know, it was just like a dream come true. And it would play "A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes" whenever it would wake her up. And it had Cinderella sitting on top. Well, this clock served her well for much of first grade. It would just like wake her up at 7 o'clock in the morning, no worries at all. Everything was good. But you know, she's not one for horror or anything scary. She definitely doesn't like anything to deal with scary things. Her parents try to, you know, eliminate most scary things from her life. She's just not into horror movies or anything scary. So just keep that. She wanted to make sure that you kept that in the back of your mind when you heard her story. Well, anyway, one night she set her alarm clock for 7 a.m. as usual and just happily went to sleep. But then all of a sudden at midnight, the alarm clock went off for no apparent reason. And it didn't just play the song like normal. It was actually playing a low and garbled, creepy version of the song. And so it's like she was in the room, 6 years old, in a pitch black room at midnight. And this alarm clock is like singing, "A dream is a wish your heart makes," in like this really garbled, drunk serial killer mode. And so she was absolutely terrified. She tried hitting snooze. There was no effect. She flipped the switch off, and then just the song just started getting louder. And she started to panic. So she unplugged the alarm clock from the wall, and it did nothing. It still kept going. There were no batteries either. So she just, this thing had no power source, and it was still eerily moaning Disney soundtracks. So she's like, okay, this is the most ridiculous thing ever. And she's like upset. She's crying. But she says, you know what? I can't stand this thing. This has got to go. So she takes the alarm clock, goes down to the garage. She grabs one of her dad's hammers, went to the back door and sat on the concrete patio, and then just lifted the hammer and just started banging away at the alarm clock. Cinderella's head came off. The whole thing split apart. But then she beat it to no end. But then it was still going. It just like she tried to destroy the thing. And then it was just like there was like nothing more to be done. And it was just, she just couldn't destroy it any further. And it was still having the sounds. And she got to the point where she thought, well, I'm just going to have to accept that this demon is my new best friend. And I just can't watch Cinderella again. But then what ended up happening was all of a sudden it started getting quieter, and then the song just faded away. But that was just a very, very creepy moment for her. And needless to say, she said that she didn't get much more sleep that night. So very good story. I thought it was very interesting. But at the same time, I encountered a funny, weird thing with my alarm clock too. So watch out for those alarm clocks. They could be haunted.